y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast. And I know we've been gone for, it feels like, what, a month of Sundays, but we are back. This is season two. And as always, I am joined by a special guest. This person is a content creator. You can catch them on Twitch on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Please show some love for A in Control.
What's up? Good morning.
How you doing today?
I am doing good. As we were discussing, we just want this to be like a lazy Sunday.
Yes, so absolutely.
I want the time to kind of scratch out. I'm not ready for Monday, but I'm ready for Monday, but not ready for Monday. That's how I feel.
As always. So I like to ask my guests this every time. What's your first game in memory? So like, what's the first time you picked up a game and you was like, oh, either A, this is going to be a hobby, or this is something that like I'm going to pursue much further down the line as maybe a career path or something like that?
Well, let's see. What really first got me into gaming, like, of course, like my dad, I was like into like Nintendo. So we had like all the Mario games, you know, like Home Alone, like we had a stockpile, which I wish my mom would have saved and not throw away, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. But what really got me into gaming, honestly, like let's say my freshman year of college, my friends introduced me to the wonderful world of Sims.
Okay.
Like it was so bad. I remember streaming for like 16 hours and I did not go to sleep and I missed my midterm exam. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, I was just gaming 16 hours. So I had to lie. Hopefully, like, my professor never finds this. I was like, oh, I had a family emergency. Can I please?
You didn't go too extreme, like, oh, my grandma or something died. Because I know homie.
No. Like, I was like, I have a family emergency. I got to go to Charleston, check on my mom. You know, I'm an only child. And she was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Just make sure everything's okay. No, because I was like gaming and playing The Sims for 16 hours with no sleep.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then what really got me to like gaming as like, you know what, I'm going to actually do this like content creating, going on Twitch was, of course, you know, when the pandemic hit, like we had nothing to do. We had nothing but to be like inside, which was fine for me. I love being inside. My friends got me into... What did they introduce me to? Why did they set me up and do GTA? That game made me cry. Oh, I was like, this is too much stress. Then Pokemon Sword. Oh, my God. I was like, yeah, this is it. And they were like, look, with your personality, you should do it. So it's been a ride ever since. And I've enjoyed it. It's been fun.
Yeah, nice. So like you say, like your origin story started just because like your friends.
Yeah.
It originated with just that interests of The Sims in college, and then afterwards you just seeing like boom, the personality that you have and the experiences that you go through, especially with like GTA is a fucking hellhole. Like,
oh my god, I cried. I was like, y'all are so toxic and so mean.
Yeah. I'm terrified they just threw you from The Sims to Grand Theft Auto.
Like, yeah, they're like, you'll like it. I'm like, what is this? But then I see like now people do like the role play and I'm like, okay, this is like Sims in real life if, you know, it was open world.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten into that either because I'm like, y'all toxic on there having baby showers and stuff. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, I'm so confused. I don't even want to participate in this in like real life. Like, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I've seen that and I've been like, it feels like one of those things, like once you start it, you can't stop. Like
you can't.
It's just like you're just deep in it.
I'm like, you have like a whole life on there. Like, what in the world is this? A baby shower? Mm-hmm. And then like I saw someone was at the club on GTA and I'm like, what? And they were like, oh yeah, back up off my girl, you can't dance. I'm like, this is not real, sir.
Yeah. I mean, when I be scrolling through Twitter, I see Mira, shout out to Mira. She got this server called Venus City. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they got a club, they got a hospital, the whole bunch of stuff. I seen on another server, somebody was like going to like a record company to get a record deal.
What?
Yeah.
More power to them, because the commitment of that, like I would break character so many times. I'm like, listen, this is not for me. Leave it to God.
Absolutely. Yeah. So after Pokemon Sword and Shield, like what were the, What was the next game that really got you in? Because I see you stream a lot of Genshin Impact. So I would love for you to
listen, I this is the crazy story, right? You ready for it? Okay, here we go. So I did play Genshin Impact during like the pandemic. That was like another game I was introduced to like after Pokemon Sword, because Pokemon Sword was like one of those games to like, it was so crazy. It would be like 3 o'clock and I'm like, I know I got to get ready to go to work and I got to be work at 8, but I would like hide under my covers and still play like I was a child. I'm like, girl, you're 30 something. Like you don't have a curfew, baby. And then I played Genshin for a little bit, but I really didn't get like the gist of it because I think around that time too, maybe like Crown Tundra came out. So then I got back into Pokemon and then doing like Kingdom Hearts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of left Genshin alone. So after that, it was Skyrim.
Okay.
Skyrim for a little bit. And then I was just like going back and forth with a couple of other games. So then I got back into Genshin because that was like one of the things with Twitch and like just gaming in general, I have like this thing where I don't want to leave a game so I never finish it. Like I have attachment issues. Okay.
Nope, that's actually a good skill set to have because I don't give a fuck about these games. I treat these games like they I am just the worst, man. I feel like I'm like, shout out to my great granddaddy Jesse, I feel like I'm just sliding through and just like coming through, starting a second family and just dipping off, talking like, oh, I gotta go to work, you know, or some shit like that.
My backlog is crazy.
Yeah,
I have like so many stuff and I was like, okay, because like I would try to actually finish, I was like, I have to finish games, like I have to actually be an adult and complete stuff and not leave people on a hanger. I was like, you know, maybe I build an audience, and I just recently got back into Genshin, maybe like the past month, and it's like Pokemon meets combat because you have like the elements, and I'm like, oh my god, then you have to build the artifacts and the builds. You don't know how many times I've been on YouTube, literally taking notes. It's like going to school.
Okay.
It's insane. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So I just got back into Genshin. And I think it's one of those things until like the next Pokemon comes out. Uh-huh. I'll probably still rock with Genshin. Like, I'm not gonna lie, because I do love it. Like after I like beat those bosses, as much time as I keep saying I'm gonna quit, like I'm like, no, I'm a thug. I got this. I'm not going nowhere. So yeah, I got into Genshin and stuff like that, and I love it. I love it. It's so much, and it's one of those things where it's like this. There's so many stories. Like it'll never end. It will never end. Because I've done games like Paladins and Overwatch and stuff like that, and I think the repetition of it after a while kind of get a bit boring.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, at least Genshin is still open world, but it has things where I can do quests and stories. So it's like, I think I'll be on Genshin until like 89 or something. Like, I don't think it'll ever end. There's always some kind of new story, new character, new update. So, yeah. Nice.
So I know that it's a free to play game. So do you feel like the free to play aspects didn't necessarily diminish the content that's being offered? You still feel like it's a good, like a good dense experience.
It's a good experience. Like, I think the thing that catches me with Genshin is just the storyline behind it all. The stories are so intense and the graphics are amazing. Like, that's my thing about one game. Like, the graphics has to catch me. Because if it doesn't, I'm going to dip out. Like,
yeah.
I can't do the 2D stuff. I'm like, we're not doing this. but, like, just the stories of it and the quest. And it's one of those games where I don't think it's been one of those games where it's like, okay, once you complete it and do whatever, it's done. It's not one of those games to be, like, beat per se, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's supposed to challenge you, so it constantly challenges you. And girl, it's literally like being in school, like, okay, what's gonna be the best build? So it reminds me of like kind of like the Pokemon aspect of what things am I gonna give you to hold in battle? What two elements am I gonna use to like be on the team because I know they're gonna do well with each other. So just having to do all of that, and it feels like you're so immersed in the game. Like, it's really good. Now, them Primo Gems, you got to pay for. Now, that's one thing you know, that sucks because sometimes you don't get a character and you're like, damn, I got another weapon. I didn't want this. I need Klee in my life. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. I love it.
Yeah, that sounds good. It sounds like, because I've never played it, but it's always looked interesting just because of like, One, just like seeing some of your VODs and stuff, seeing like your experience on it, it looks really fun. But also just like the colors, like you said, the color scheme. I like the cell shaded like anime style
too. Yes.
Just like looking at stuff, and I feel like that's really dope. But to hear that, like, it's a very in-depth system with a lot of things that's going on, and actually provides a good experience that, like, even though you do have to sometimes pay for characters, you still can, like, go without the characters and actually still have fun.
Yeah, you can still have fun. And, like, even the thing I like about it, like, with the story of the game, it's like, you know, you have some of these games where it's like the stories are a bit kiddish. No, it gets dark. It gets dark, like Naruto dark. And I'm like, damn.
Okay, yeah.
Damn, you did that to your kid? Wow. Dang. And now she's out here like a heartless person. Okay, I mean, or she has no emotions. Like, that's fine. You know, yeah. So it kind of repels you, and it does have like those type of contents. So it's like, that's deep. Like, I've cried on Benny Adventure. Bennett's like this one kid. They have like a little hangout events for like characters where you get to complete stuff. And Bennett's this one kid that's like really unlucky. You know, like, it reminds me of Naruto in the beginning when no one wanted to fuck with him. And you're like, oh, God, baby, let me just coddle you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it keeps you hooked. Can't lie.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Do you find that with the basically like the darker, more like grounded story in Genshin, do you find the balance when you do your Sofa Sundays? And could you like explain to the listener what the Sofa Sundays are too?
So Sofa Sundays, I gotta do a whole different type of gaming because I can't do anything intense, honestly. Because I would never talk. I would never talk. Like, I've tried doing Pokemon with Sofa Sundays, and I'm like, I'm too focused on battle right now. Like, I can't even talk to you guys. So Sofa Sundays. So originally, like, my adult job in life is I'm a mental health professional. Mm-hmm. But in the mental health field for, God, like, what, 9-10 years?
Okay.
So Sofa Sundays is just a thing on Sundays where we can check in before we get ready to start the week and come together as, like, a collective. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, check in with each other, see how each other's doing. I will have a lot of mental health topics, especially, like, mental health for, which I really got into mental health, is to be an advocate for my own community. You know, especially the Black community is really hard. So Black mental health, I mean, any mental health is really important. Mm-hmm. So Sofa Sundays, we just have like great conversations, you know, about a variety of topics, and, you know, just bring that mental health aspect into gaming, because gaming has really helps a lot with mental health. I watched, my boyfriend sent me this YouTube video, and people were talking about how Dark Souls helped them get out of depression. I'm like, Dark Souls out of all damn games? That's crazy. What?
Yeah.
That got you out of depression?
Yeah.
But you understand it because even when I look into it, it's something like Genshin. Like, how many times I might grayed out and be like, I'm not playing this game anymore. Like, I've said that about 3 times in like the last day or so. But it's one of those things that when you have a game such as Dark Souls, it builds self-efficacy. Like, you know that you beat that boss at all costs.
Yeah.
You did that. It took your own skills and, like, you taking the skills and applying it. Like, you did that yourself. You know what I mean? With the tools that you've had. So that helps. That does definitely help with, like, mental health and, like, your depression. Because, you know, speaking with anything, with anyone with, like, mental health issues, or it's always that thing of, okay, we give you the skills. Now you take it and use it. Mm-hmm. And that makes you feel good because you take ownership of it. And it's like, I did that, you know?
Absolutely.
And if I did this, oh, I can face anything else. So just building that and building that confidence. And even like Animal Crossing has helped, you know, especially when, you know, like the Switch, it was hard to get that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were playing Animal Crossing because then it built this routine of doing something every day and saying, you know what, I accomplished that. And that's what I told like a lot of people with depression or anxiety, like, just do something every day. You check that off your list, that self-efficacy. Mm-hmm. I did this. Check. Okay, if I did this, I can do something else too. Well, let me add this to the mix, you know? So that's what Sofa Sunday is all about. Like, just, I try to do low-stress gaming because I'm like, I can't be raiding and cursing and talking about self-care, you know?
Yeah.
That didn't work. So I try to play, like, cozy games or some type of time management game. Like this Sunday, today I'm doing Two Point Campus. That game is crazy. It's like Sims without all the responsibilities, you know?
Beautiful.
Where I can actually be able to have a conversation and just talk and like just check in, you know, with each other and just see like, how are we doing? Or, you know, whatever it is that you need, like, what is it? What skills can I give you, you know, to use? Or just be like, you know what? I just need to vent right now. That's cool. We're here to listen. We're a community. We are a tribe here. That's always been my thing. We're a tribe and we're just going to rock it on out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing that you're bringing the, like the skill sets and the tools that you use in your like day-to-day job into the gaming space, because that is very important, because you can't come in those toxic spaces and come across those people, like not just like the GTA people that you came across too early on, but like also like those just like the Call of Duty lobbies. I don't know if you used to play Call of Duty.
No, don't want
back in the day. Oh no, yeah, it was a hellhole. It was like Call of Duty was like Call of Duty in the, on the 360 was like, I felt like I was in 1950s Georgia. The way the, so many racial slurs I heard in those lobbies and so much
I believe it, especially like when it comes to like streaming on Twitch. Like sometimes you can get people who will, you know, watch you, and I've had some people made the experience not so great, and I'm like, listen, I can take it. Like, you know, I'll cuss you out and bless you at the same time. But, you know, there are certain people who are just here just to vibe out and, you know, enjoy it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I even got into gaming, because it's like, you know, this is my day-to-day job. And this, you never know, like, this could just be an outlet for someone to, like, relax and have fun and just find some type of joy and happiness. And because you want to be a backseater and you don't like the artifact that I'm using, I'm like, you got to go. Like, you're not going to ruin this experience for me or someone else, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it can be somebody projecting or...
Yeah.
Just, or a lot of times, they just ain't got no plight. Like, they actually ain't experienced nothing. So, this is the only thing they cling to is something that's quote-unquote serious. But it's like, yeah, I feel you. I feel you 100%. In my day-to-day, I do diversity, equity, and inclusion work. All day, every day, and sometimes I just need to play Fall Guys, you know.
Yeah.
So you just need to play Fall Guys. Even though Fall Guys actually is just as frustrating as Dark Souls. I mean, like simplistic controls. All you doing is running from point A to point B, but you'd be pissed off if you lose one of the matches and one of the matches. You'd be like, damn, bro.
Yeah. Listen, I know that feeling. I'm like, listen, man, I just need this space. Don't ruin this space for me. You're not going to come in my house and mess up this space.
Yeah.
I need this. This just gives me a chance to like stop being an adult, because adulting is like a Ponzi scheme on itself, you know? Like,
oh my God, it is.
It is. I don't recall signing up to being an adult. Like, I didn't get any paperwork. It,
I feel like low key our parents, like the subliminal, like when you're 18, you out of this house. It's like when you're 18, you grow up. Stop being a kid. You like, get to 18 so you can buy your own pizza, and then you realize how expensive pizza is. You're
right.
Like, wait a second. No wonder we only had it like once a month. Damn, my mama just ain't had me. Had the cousins,
you know,
the
and
house.
I can live that's on like, my own and do something. I get to stay up late. You're like, what? Like,
yeah, but I gotta go back. I still gotta go to work. Nah, bro, that sounds like some bullshit.
Like, I didn't ask for this. Like, bills, or do I want to buy a Funko Pop? Like, which one? Like, okay,
limited edition Funko Pop. Yeah.
Which one is more important? The Funko Pop.
Oh, man.
We can get an extension.
So that's so funny you mentioned that, because I just got, like, I didn't really fuck with Funko Pops for the longest. And then I seen the, it's like a Jimi Hendrix flaming guitar one that I wanted to get.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. And I even saw the, I'm probably going to butcher his name. Lord, please don't take my black card. Basquiat, the painter.
Basquiat.
They have a Funko Pop of him. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's wild. I got a Miles Davis one.
Oh my gosh. So right now I just have a little bit, because I'm like, one, I'm getting ready to move. So I'm like, okay. Listen, don't buy anything else, because you gotta pack all this stuff up and it's just carrying a little desk. Like, I got Mew, like a jumbo Mew Pokemon one.
Oh, that's good.
I got Sasuke with the Rinnegan. Oh God.
Yo, and it's wild, because when I first came across Funko Pops back in like 2016, it was only just like, they only just had like random one-offs of like maybe like Luke Skywalker or something like that.
Yeah.
But now they got like, I have like eight, and I have ranging from Star Wars, like pride colored stormtroopers, to like to T'Challa, Star Lord, and the What If Marvel, and then like Barry Sanders. Like, I don't know, like, it's just wild that they have so these so many of these in representation. They need more black women though, because they fucking up.
I mean, they do have the TLC ones that I've seen.
They got the TLC. They got Ava DuVernay.
They do. You know. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely want to collect those for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm like trying to wait, because in September, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Jujutsu Kaisen is getting ready to come out with their own.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm like, I want all characters. So I'm like, I'm just like, don't touch. Please don't buy nothing else, because Target. I think the last one I bought was Tanjiro. The Tanjiro of Funko Pop they had at Target. I was like, oh God, yes, I need to. I need it.
I don't know how deep you be scouring for them, but. The beautiful thing about the Midwest is we still got a lot of like used games, collectible stores and shit around. So like, I could just hit them up, and then they got the low key Funkos.
Dang,
so, like, that's where I ended up getting the Barry Sanders, the Black Lightning. I got a Michael Jordan and a Spike Lee one. Like, I didn't even know.
What?
I got Michael Jordan, Spike Lee, Barry Sanders, Miles Davis, Black Lightning, T'Challa, Black Panther bobblehead, and the T'Challa Star Lord, and I got the Tony Tiger and the Smacks.
I might have to travel over there.
Yeah,
because we got this place called like Second and Charles, but it's like low key. Like, I'm like, damn, these are the same ones I see in Target. Like, there's nothing popping about this.
Yeah, they deep in here. Yeah, I just went to a store the other day. I was overwhelmed because I was going to look at some games, get some used games, because I'm low-key, I'm trying to get Ghost of Tsushima for the cheap, because it's still $40 and I don't like that.
I wish I had a PlayStation. You hear me?
Yeah.
That game is so freaking beautiful. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm like, man, I really want to get it, because, I mean, to be honest, the motherfucker game came out in like 2018. It shouldn't still be $40. Like, come on now.
That's a bit expensive.
Yeah. You know, they've made their money back and then some. I seen like, it was just a wall of like Funkos, and I was like, wow, these are a bunch I've never seen, and I got overwhelmed. But yeah, that's they addictive just because they look cool.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, it's gonna be like when I remember, like, oh God, because I am showing my age. I remember my mom, like, when I would get like toys from McDonald's, she'll be like, don't open it, and I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm like, I'm a hole in this for a little minute, you know, and maybe one day I can sell. But I can't see. I don't want to part with my Rock Lee because that's my baby. But you know, I did get two Sasuke, so maybe I can sell one, and then I'll be like my retirement, where I can retire early and like not have to be an adult and just play like video games and like that's it. You know.
And if you want to do that for real, you got to like shrink wrap them. You got to like get them shrink wrapped. So then like people are like, oh, this is legit. You like, yeah, I ain't never touched this, I guess.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Shrink wrap them and stuff like that, because then it can be collected. And I think it does depend on like how rare it is.
Right.
I guess it's rarity. I don't know. I don't know what's a rare Funko Pop though. You know?
Like, I know the, so the exclusive one was the Sasuke Renegade one, but there was also one, which I was so mad. Mm-hmm. Because I accidentally had bought the wrong Sasuke, and I was like, oh shit, the new one don't come out till like a whole 6 months later. Like, what the hell am I talking about? But then I finally got the one to run off. But there's also one where he actually has like the lightning bolt attachment and stuff like that. I think that was like a really rare one too.
Yeah.
And I look at a couple of places, like, I can't remember. It reminds me of like that StockX place where they be doing like sneakers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a What If Marvel one, because I saw they had Killmonger and Black Panther, and I was like, damn, I should have probably grabbed that shit from Target when I saw it for $8. And I kept saying, no, they ain't gonna hit. I should have goddamn bought it.
It's still, don't worry, I was just on Amazon the other day, it's still like $12.
So okay, yeah, well, I'm gonna go ahead and grab that one, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with the new, I'm gonna get two.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe this just turned into the Unapologetically Black Funko Pop.
Look, I am all over the place at some point. Like, you never know what you're going to get. Because I'm like, oh, God. No, like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was thinking about, like, especially talking about, like, you know, those stores. I remember I, like, told someone I wish I kept all my Pokemon cards.
Oh, my God. I say that every, I think I say that once a month to my partner. And she'd be like, shut up. Shut up about that shit. You lost them. I was like, my brother left them in the rain. That was like $6,000. It feels like it's okay. Y'all were like, dog, you was 12. It's like, no, that ain't it though. That ain't it though.
Like, I had like the, you know, the ones that were holographic and stuff. And like, yep. I didn't know crap about Pokemon. It was just like, oh, I just wanted to look cute and have it to the front of my binder.
Yeah.
I didn't know shit then. And like, now that I'm like, God damn, girl.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I had a my favorite one, I remember I had a Japanese holographic Psyduck. And I was like, shit.
What?
Like, this car's dope. Yeah, my brother left a whole stack out in the rain. He left it out in the back of my grandma's house. I came outside, the whole stack was wet and moldy, and I was upset. But it's funny how those, like, those little piece of cardboard just turned it, it's worth millions.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. That is so crazy. Yeah.
So with what other games are you playing besides like Genshin and anything?
Well, my boyfriend told me I can't play any more games to actually finish something.
Okay.
But that's a lie. I'm gonna play games. Like, what are you talking about? Like, never.
Yeah.
So right now, but I'm not gonna lie, I've really been into Genshin because I'm trying to like get all my builds.
Okay.
So that's what I really been doing. I played the games that I've completed that I feel like so happy about was, oh my God, I'm having a brain fart. Guardian of the Galaxy. Oh okay. God, when I finally got through screaming that, I was like, I'm done. I don't care about this story anymore. Like, forget it. Forget it. Like, I'm fucking done. Like, it gets to that point, and every time in the stream, like, he will like text me and be like, Aisha, engage in the story. I'm like, fuck this shit. You know that nigga just fought? I'm done. Yeah. I'm tired. I can't do this no more, baby. I am done. What? I don't want this in my life anymore. But other than that, like, I did pick up, like, it's low-key crazy. I picked up the Demon Slayer game.
Okay.
But I didn't know that was already out, like, I guess on PlayStation, but it just kind of came out on, like, Xbox and Switch and stuff. So playing a bit of that, that reminds me a bit of that Naruto game.
Oh, yeah, the Ultimate Storm.
Yeah, that game got on my nerves, too. Like, I played that for a bit, and I'm like, shit, yeah, these combos are getting on my nerves. I cannot. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been doing, like, that. Trying to get back into Skyrim just a bit, but I've just been like, oh, yeah, no.
You gotta be in a certain mood to getting back
into Skyrim. You really do.
Yeah.
You really do. Even, like, with Red Dead, because I was hard on Red Dead for a good minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved playing Red Dead online.
Okay.
But then, like, people in there, I was like, why are you shooting me? Like, I was, oh, my God. Let me tell you this story. I just got a story on days, but that's okay. I think it, it was, like, one day I was playing Red Dead online, and my boyfriend was playing his game, and this guy just came up, and he just, like, sniped me. Like, that was it. And I was so mad. I was like, baby, can you please shoot them back? Because I don't know why they shot me. Him and his wife were a team.
Oh, and they were just running around.
And they were just running around. And I was so happy when he killed both of them. And then we hurried up and got off the server and logged back into the server.
Nice. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's
yeah.
what you have to do. Yeah. So yeah, like, I was even playing like Red Dead for a bit, but then after a while it's like, it gets a bit boring. I guess, you know, also with Red Dead, there's like no updates. Like, they don't love it as much as they love like GTA. They give GTA like all the updates and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and it shows like that's, and it's so fucked up because Red Dead is a way better looking game than GTA.
Yes, there's so much you can do in Red Dead is relaxing.
But it's also like, I mean, for Black people, we don't want to do nothing that deals with anything before 1972.
Let me tell you, because I'm like, why my girl look like this?
Yeah. Actually, hold on, scratch it. 1985. We don't want to, like, I hate when people be like, oh, yeah, I would love to time travel. I'm like, look, bro, I'm going to 1985, and that's it. I ain't trying to go back any further. Shit was not sweet for us, dog. What you mean?
Not at all. So, yeah, I'm like, I'm between, like, So right now it's like Genshin, and then like sometimes I play a bit of Division.
Okay. The first one or second one?
Second one.
Okay, nice.
So I just like kind of, it's like depends on what move. It's like, ooh, do I want to be all love and light and just like, you know, play a little bit of Genshin, or do I just want to like cause chaos and just sound effect. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know? No, you
good. That's exactly what the Division is, though. That's exactly what Division is.
So it all depends on the mood. You know, sometimes I'm like, hey, I want to be cozy. I'll play a little Animal Crossing. You know, check on my villagers who I've left for like 6 months. And it's like, oh, where have you been? Have you left me? Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I got bigger things to worry about. I'll be back.
What are some games you're looking forward to that's coming out soon within like the next year?
Hogwarts Legacy, even though it's not coming out till February 10th of 2023. And it's like, you messed up my whole winter plan. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. They low key pushed that back on some slick shit. They was like, hey, we got a release date. It's in February. But it's still coming out, baby.
It's still coming out. So that, yeah. And definitely Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, because oh my God.
Yeah.
That's gonna be wild. Especially the fact that you get to do cross-play so your friends can join you, you know? So I'm like, damn, we all can go on an adventure together? Because before it was just like, you know, the battling, and then like when you could play online with people, if you logged in online, it's like you can just roll up to people and they'd be like, hey, so-and-so gave you a can of beans. I'm like, no, I want to talk to you. Like, what's up? Like, how is your adventure going? Like, who have you caught, you know? I don't want no can of beans or bread. You know, that's carbs. So so being able to actually like play with your friends and do all that, and just even seeing the upgrade of it in the map, mm-hmm. and like the open worldness of it, like it looks amazing, because it's like I'm glad that they because Pokemon pushed out a bunch of games like all at once last year. Arceus and Legends of Arceus, and there was like another game that came out.
It was I think Snap came out the same year.
Another one that looked very like, you know, that game Four Seasons, the little farming simulator.
It looked a bit
like that. I can't remember what Pokemon game that was.
It was a remake.
It was a remake. Oh, of Pearls and what is it? Pearls and Diamonds or something like that.
I don't know,
but it was a remake of a game, and I'm like, that looks a bit kiddie. What the fuck's that? I don't want to play that. I don't want to play it at all. And then you know you had Legends that came out. Looks amazing. I love the openness, the open world view of it, and just being able to do a lot of stuff. Because that was the thing about Sword that I did not like. It's kind of was like, once you're done with the game and the story, you're kind of done. There's nothing else to do. At least you want to do Dynamax battles or catch Pokemons. But it was like so many side quests. I finished the game, but I was like, forget the side quests. Like, I got through the game. That's all that matters at this point. So seeing what Scarlet and Violet looks like, I'm like, okay. And then, you know, for people of color, we got some ethnic hairstyles. So, you know, girl would come through with the box braids looking cute in the cornrows, you know?
That's amazing. I'm so glad video games are like, damn, we've been fucking up black people hair for so long.
I can get a little kink.
They said, hey, we got to add some black people hair. They said, they go get some broccoli out the fridge and put it up to the screen. Got it.
I'm like, what is this? Like, what? You got my girl looking like this. Like, look at her edges. Like, we can't do her like that. See, I'm definitely looking for Hogwarts Legacy and Pokemon. Like, I'm buying both.
Okay.
Even though it makes no sense, because, like, low-key, let me tell you. I don't play when it comes to Pokemon. Like, I got, like, a person who I can hit up and be like, hey, you know, let me buy some, you know. Pokemon's off you right quick so I can do this battle.
Wow, you buying black market Pokemon?
You know, I got a little plug or whatever. He was like, all right, because he already got all the bills and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, bet.
Wow.
Hook me up, like, you're the plug. What's up? You know,
that was a market.
You can, and it's on Etsy, because like on Etsy they have like the people with Animal Crossing used to buy my bills off of Etsy and my furniture.
I've never heard of that. Wow,
it's intense. Like, once I get sucked into something, I get sucked. Like, I can't. Oh my God, I don't remember how many times I spent with like Animal Crossing just to be like, hey, can I visit your island for like 10 minutes, because they will have like all the furniture and you can take it, put it in your pocket, and fly back to your island.
Damn.
They got the Nook delivery. When someone be like, okay, place your order, we'll come to your island, we'll drop it off.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. Dang. People hustlers, man. For real. They was like,
now, low-key, I want to learn how to do that.
Got the build on the low. Got the build on the low.
Yeah. I'm like, shiny Pokemon.
I can see somebody on the corner being like, got the cider. Got that cider.
What?
Got what you need. Got that
Let
cider.
Let me tell you, I bought a shiny Toxtricity. I was like, okay. Who else you got? Who else you got? And they got all, okay, they got all the moves. I got to learn that. Yeah. Oh, all right. Bet. Bet. Try me in a Dynamax battle. Watch what happened. Try me.
Okay. So we're getting close to the end of the episode, and this is where I let the guests do. Was Hot Topic Rants last season? Halfway through the season, we pivoted to positive affirmations, so we're just going to keep that going. That's going to be the new wave now. So just give off, we would love to get some positive affirmations from you to the guests. I mean, not to the guests, to the community and the listeners. Just like give them anything that, you know, what you say to yourself, maybe some like some mantras or whatever that you say to yourself to uplift yourself and keep you going and persevering. So I'm going to step back, let you step up, and give everybody just this wonderful flow of good energy and positive.
Okay. You know what's crazy? I also read tarot. Oh, God, you got me all over the place. The affirmation that I always remind myself, and it's like literally tattooed on me, is I am that I am. Not like very big, like, you know, big on spirituality, but not like, you know, the whole doctrine of Christianity and stuff like that. But it's one of those things as to where, like, my friend told me when I was like going through like a really hard time. He was like, you know, I'm gonna give like the ghetto Bible version of the story, but that's okay, it's gonna be really short. You know, when Moses went to the burning bush and he was like, yo, what's up, who's this? And God was like, I am the I am. So it's like, you know, everything, like, if you believe in God and a higher power, just yourself, like, whatever you attach to that I am, that's what you're saying that you are. And even that's what you're saying, like, that God energy is, or that higher up energy is. So if you're saying, like, I am a failure, like, I am, you know, I am unlucky, I am unstable, blah, 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 that's the stuff that you're also saying that God is, or your higher up, or your ancestors and stuff like that is too. So it's like, how can you pray or ask the universe to manifest these things for you when you're already putting that stamp on yourself? My mom always told me, like, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So it's all about how you speak to yourself. So just being very mindful how you speak to yourself and, you know, say, you know, I am loved, you know, I'm smart, I am successful, I am powerful, all those things. And just keep pushing that life energy into you. So, yeah, that's kind of my mantra to myself every day.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Take you to church on this Sunday. Give you the ghetto Bible version, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all it is. The Bible is a book of stories, a book of truth, like a book of stories and experiences people had, and it's been told through many people throughout the years, and that's how we used to preserve history, was telling people stories.
Yep.
So you told a story and you gave some good advice. So appreciate it. Where can people find you on social media, and what can they expect when they tune into your streams?
So everyone can find me at @A_N_control on Instagram and Twitch. And you can find, I'm like a variety streamer, so you're going to find everything from gaming, like all this energy that you got from just listening to me, this is what you see times 10. You know, I might hit you up with a little song, serenade you, something. But you're always going to have a good time. You're going to feel like you're a part of a community and a tribe. So that's what you can expect every time you tune in. Good times and laughs.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for really having me. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like, oh, my heart.
And as always, you can find us on Twitter at UBGP. You can find us on Facebook on UBGP Plays. You can find us in TikTok. We don't do a lot on TikTok, but we're still on there, UBGP. And, you know, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Follow. I don't know how you do it on the all streaming apps. 5 stars on Apple if you can do that or whatever. And as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I forgot to introduce myself. If y'all don't know, it's the Hood Rat with the Heart of Gold himself, Cortez Washington. And I am signing off here to tell y'all one last thing, and that is to drink water and keep gaming.